All right, Alexander, we have another update on Nord Stream 2. We have been covering the story back and forth, back and forth. Merkel's going to go ahead with Nord Stream 2. She's not. She's going to go ahead. She's not. It looks like now we have a pretty definitive signal that she is going to go ahead with Nord Stream 2. But it looks like that the U.S. is not leaving empty-handed in all of this. The Russians are going to obviously get the pipeline. Merkel's going to get the pipeline as well. And the Americans are going to come out with something as well. Take us into what looks like the final compromise in all of this.
The Americans are going to come out of this, I think, rather well. But let's just unpack it. We've now had a whole succession of statements from various people within the European leadership. So firstly, the president of Austria, which is a participant in Nord Stream 2, a big participant, many Austrian companies are involved. He's come out very strongly in support of Nord Stream 2, says this is a purely commercial project. We want to see it concluded. And I think he speaks for Austria on this. So I think that's a European country with power of veto and all that. So I think Austria wants to see it done, and that's what they've said. Then we had a debate in the European Parliament, and the European Foreign Affairs Commissioner, so-called foreign minister, but he's not really a foreign minister, he was talking about kind of sanctions that the EU might impose in relation to the Navalny affair. And he very conspicuously did not say anything about Nord Stream 2, but gave the clearest indication that what they're going to do basically is ginger up a European Magnitsky-type act and call it the Navalny Act. And the idea is that will give them power to sanction various Russian individuals and officials. So that's a pretty token thing, but that's the way it's looking. So he also specifically said, and this is really quite interesting, that the EU has no real involvement in Nord Stream 2. It's a matter for the countries that are involved in it. So that, to my mind, seems to rule out this idea of EU sanctions being used to stop it. We've discussed in other programs what a disastrous idea that would be, and that's been dropped, it seems. Now, we've also just had what is the most sensational announcement of all, which is that the Germans, remember all the talk of now cancelling Nord Stream 2 has been coming out to some people in Germany, that the Germans are negotiating with the US for the US to lift sanctions on Nord Stream 2 in return for Germany investing $1 billion in US liquefied natural gas. Now, it seems all these discussions and negotiations have been underway throughout all this time that we've been hearing all these debates and discussions going on about Germany, you know, thinking about perhaps pulling out of Nord Stream 2 over Navalny. That tells me that the Germans have never been serious about that idea. That doesn't seem to make any kind of sense. But, you know, look at it from the American point of view. Yes, they haven't stopped Nord Stream 2. But all of that arm twisting that Donald Trump and his administration have been engaging in have managed to extract from the Germans an offer of $1 billion invested in US liquefied natural gas. I fully expect that there will be a deal done. I fully expect that $1 billion is the opening bid. I fully expect that the Germans will put even more money into US liquefied natural gas than they are saying. So what we have seen is that all that US arms twisting has achieved a result. It's resulted in very big US investments in, German investments, sorry, in US liquefied natural gas. If the US had not taken the stance it did, if Donald Trump had not pressured the Germans in the way that he had, that investment would not have happened. You might have, you know, all sorts of quibbles about it, but the fact is it's produced results. $1 billion on the table, probably more to come.
So Alexander Navalny looks like he got played.
Yeah.
He was absolutely a pawn in all of this, the big-time pawn. He got played.
Yeah. Yes.
Merkel definitely got played. She completely bungled this whole thing up, and she just got completely played by the U.S. here. Liquefied natural gas is going to come at a much heavier price for the German citizen, obviously. The U.S. comes out with cash, and Russia gets its pipeline. What would you have to tell everybody now that this grand bargain has been achieved and Merkel, I mean, the big losers, Merkel, Navalny, the big winners, Putin, Trump.
I
can't think of any other way to summarize it.
Read The Art of the Deal. You might actually learn something about how to actually achieve deals by looking at it, because I think that's what Merkel, at least, or the Germans need to start to do, because that's the kind of person that they're up against. This is a good deal for Trump. This is a good deal for the US. It's a good deal for the Russians who get their pipeline. And the Germans, as you rightly say, have been played. And I'm going to have to pay lots of money. I mean, they're going to have to pay lots of money to the US, so they will get their pipeline eventually. They will also, and I think this is a thing to say, I mean, if they're going to invest money at that level in US liquefied natural gas industry, it means I'm sure that there will be commitments to buy quite a lot of it also. So, you know, it's
not going to be a one-off.
No, it's absolutely not going to be a one-off. But the Russians, in the meantime, will get their pipeline. One of their ships apparently is now starting work on it. So, I mean, you know, it's been going ahead, and the Germans have said nothing about stopping it. So the Russians will get their pipeline. They will continue to export their gas to Europe. I suspect that they will probably say to themselves, after all of this, well, we've got what we could. Realistically, the Europeans are now going to start buying more liquefied natural gas than the US. US arms twisting has done all of that. So we're not going to completely give up on Europe. But our big markets now are in the Far East. China, certainly. Japan also. This is an aspect of this that hasn't been looked at. South Korea too. And I think that's where you're going to start seeing the Russians emphasizing their gas ever more. But in the meantime, they've won several years of actually continuing to provide gas through their pipelines to the Europeans. Everybody comes out well from this, apart, of course, from Merkel and the Germans, who, as you rightly say, have been played. I mean, they don't know how to play poker, which is the game the Americans play extremely well, and which is quite clear Donald Trump is very good at.
Yeah, and if you had to say one thing to Alexei Navalny after all of this, really just a sinister affair is now looking to come to a close. And actually, we got the first photo of Navalny the other day with his family, and he looks like he's getting back to his senses. What would you tell Navalny after all of this is said and done?
I would tell him to retire. I would say to him, you know, you're not doing very well in Russia. By the way, we've had the Russian election, local election results. I mean, the people he backed, there were about 20,000, as I understand it, seats to be won in various local councils up and down Russia. His party won three, or rather, people he backed won three of them. Three. So, I mean, he's not making a big impact in Russia. He's obviously seen as expendable or vulnerable by some people. I think more expendable than vulnerable. And that is putting him at risk. I think he should retire while he's still ahead. He's not going to change politics in Russia. And he's just putting himself in danger. This is my own view. So I would retire.
He's well in over his head at this point. And well, I think this should be a big wake-up call for him.
Well, maybe he will see it. I mean, he's not a stupid man. He's a clever man. He's also an incredibly vain man. And that's, I think, where the danger is. And, of course, I mean, he's achieved quite a lot, you know, materially from plugging the kind of politics he had. But I think he ought to be realistic now and understand that this is as far as it can possibly go, and that he's not going to achieve anything by carrying on, and he's putting himself at risk.
Yeah, we'll end it there. Interesting story. Let's see if this does come to a close quickly and we get these deals done. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on that red subscribe button underneath this video and please subscribe to get notifications every time we publish a new video and every time we go live. Also, please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe. Star, your donation really helps out this channel. We don't have any billion-dollar deals with Trump on the horizon as of yet with the Trump White House. So since we're not selling LNG, Alexander, we are selling mugs.
We're selling mugs.
Magic mugs. Then we've got shirts. We also have the Patriotic Legacy as well. And we have the Patriot Beacon, our friends at Patriotic Legacy. And I do have to announce, Alexander, the winner of the contest for the month of August for the Patriot Beacon 3 Purple, as well as a Duran Magic mug, a U.S. Magic mug, is Darren from Castle Rock, Washington. So, Darren, expect an email, a phone call. Patriotic Legacy is going to get in touch with you, and they are going to give you your prize. It's that magic mug, and it's that Beacon 3, but in the purple color. Congratulations, Darren, for that. Alexander.
Congratulations indeed. You've got yourself the best flashlight in the world, made in the United States, the Patriot Beacon 3, the Swiss Army knife of flashlights, because it can do so many different things. We've talked about it often, and it is one of those amazing, superb, high-quality products made in the United States, ships internationally. The fact that this particular competition is over, I would remind our viewers, you can still go and get one from our friends at the Patriotic Legacy.
And we have another competition coming.
But here it is. This is it. This is it. This is the best flashlight in the world, made by our friends at the Patriotic Legacy, Patriot Beacon 3. Congratulations, Darren. You've also got yourself, if I may say, an absolutely outstanding magic mug with the flag of the United States. So there it is, the best mugs in the world, bar none, and this one comes with the flag of the United States. You can also get it on our shop. You can get lots of amazing things in our shop. Alex has expanded the list of items available in our shop to a fantastic, phenomenal degree. Some of you will have noticed that I'm wearing a new shirt. This is there with the flag of Australia, a English-speaking country, very, very close emotionally and culturally to Britain, which many British people, including myself, have exceptionally warm feelings towards. But you will find many other mugs and many other amazing shirts and hoodies also and hats too, with the flags of lots of different countries if you go to our shop. And our selection, our range is increasing all the time. I would add, in terms of shirts, we have short sleeve and long sleeved t-shirts, and we've got amazing polo shirts, and we've also got embroidered shirts. We also have hats, baseball hats, and truckers hats and embroidered hats too, with the flags of many countries. So you come and you can support our small but growing and brave channel, which provides you with all this great analysis by coming to our shop. You can be the owner of these great things if you come to our shop, and of course get yourself definitely a Patriot Beacon 3.
All right, and use the code Duran20. You'll get 20% off at the Patriotic Legacy website for the Patriot Beacon 3, and you'll be entered automatically into the next contest that they are running, which is starting, I believe, tomorrow. It will be starting that contest as well. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.